Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning. Happy rainy Wednesday. This is Lanice Williams here with you on another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And this morning I have a studio full of guests. All four of my seats are taken right now. I have Stacy Huff and Dr. Jeffrey Pipe with Tapestry Associates. Also Nancy Couch with Graphic Vision and Dave Young with Ed Jones Investments. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome. So I'm going to dive right in. We'll start with Stacy and Dr. Jeffrey Pipe. If you guys want to give a little bit of information about yourselves and about what you do.
Sure. Well, we're very glad to be here, Lanice, and appreciate the invitation.
Definitely.
So both Stacy and I work for Tapestry Associates, which is located on Marietta in the Square. I'm a psychologist, and Stacy's a licensed professional counselor. Got six other therapists in our office, mm-hmm. and provide a broad range of counseling services or therapy services for folks presenting with a number of different issues.
Awesome. And I understand you guys are doing some work with Marietta Business Association, right?
We're in Marietta. I don't know that we've ever actually.
Well, maybe that was someone else. I was under the impression that you had done some work with them. But no. Hey, Marietta Business Association, if you're listening.
That's us.
That's you guys. Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you, this rain, and everything else that is going on this morning, it would be a whole nother show in itself. But now I'm with it. I am so sorry. So Stacy, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
I know we got a little bit of an introduction.
I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have been with Tapestry for about 3 years now. And I love what I do. I work in particularly with, you know, women individually, couples counseling, adolescent girls, and couples experiencing infertility.
So, okay.
I like to help people do those things, get through those things.
Awesome. So what sets your office or Tapestry, what sets you apart from other offices offering the same type of service?
Well, there's a lot of good counseling practices in Metro Atlanta. I sometimes joke there's just more therapists in Metro Atlanta than there are people. But I think there's a few things that set Tapestry apart that we're, you know, we focused on and try and work to bring into it. First of all, Tapestry has an emphasis on faith. And mm-hmm. So we focus on working on people with faith, and particularly a Christian population. We genuinely believe that if someone can strengthen their spiritual life and their relationship with God, it will be very relevant to those issues that bring them in.
So true.
So as we're engaging them with them, whether it's around their marriage struggles or around anxiety or depression, mm-hmm. we're also seeking to understand the quality of their relationship with God and perhaps where that's gotten disrupted, mm-hmm. And helping to foster that in the hope that that can facilitate change in the areas that brought them into the office, as well as just strengthen that relationship.
Okay. So what are you most, I hear your passion already, but what are you most passionate about in your work with Tapestry?
Well, for me, it's really about facilitating integrity. And by integrity, I mean consistency from the inside out. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a home, great parents, great family, great community. But it was a little bit more on the rigid side, and mm-hmm. behavior and performance was emphasized over really the heart and our internal experience. And what that often meant for me was feeling a little bit pinched in that there were aspects of myself that I didn't feel like were acceptable. Mm. And so, and there were also incongruities that we could see. So really facilitating that integrity, helping people find those pockets of themselves, their heart, their experience, their emotions that they've perhaps ignored or stuffed away or lack awareness of, and helping them bring that out in the open. We all have discrepant or contradictory parts of ourselves.
Definitely.
We're very complicated people. Mm-hmm. And so.
Some more than others.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so creating a safe place in which people can explore those parts that may be disrupting them or compromising their own convictions and values in other ways, mm-hmm. and helping them understand them, process them through, and then move forward or change them.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is What do you think is most important to focus on family and relationships?
Well, we tend to think of it like a pyramid of sorts, and start with the marriage relationship, mm-hmm. which again, I think in an ideal situation is built on one's relationship with God first, mm-hmm. and then we really shift into that marriage relationship. And I think it's the core of a strong family is having a strong marriage relationship. So really trying to foster that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what are the most common mistakes? I think we all need to listen to this. What are the most common mistakes that couples make?
Do you want to respond to that, Stacey, or you want me to keep jumping?
Let's get the ladies' point of view.
Well, I feel like, you know, I tell my clients when they come in that they're coming here to see us because they're stuck somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think the common mistake that they make often is that they look to the other person to make that change and to unstick them. And really it's about looking at yourself, and you can only change and grow within yourself, which then helps the collective, the marriage, the group that you are. But I think that's a big mistake that people make. Mm-hmm. They come to counseling and say, can you fix my husband? Can you fix my wife? Can you make them different? And it isn't about that.
You're not a magician, right?
Right. And it's about fixing you, the path that you're going on, getting you unstuck from that place, and mm-hmm. being able to then turn and look, like we talked about, you know, being faith-based, looking at how we love each other, mm-hmm. regardless of weaknesses or even past hurts or current hurts that have happened, mm-hmm. but loving each other in the way that we're supposed to love, according to what God says that we're supposed
right.
to do.
It's funny, I am in no way a licensed therapist, not even close. I'm a lawyer. I probably need a therapist myself. But the issue that something that I heard over the weekend that I thought was really, really kind of true and funny at the same time was, when you are working on yourself, it's kind of like you're having your own internal party. And so when you're adding someone else to the equation, they're bringing additional party favors, but they're not bringing the party. So it's kind of the same thing that you're saying. You know, you have to kind of look at yourself and be happy with yourself and not expect someone else to make you happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So, Stacey's, let's stay on you for a little
okay.
while. What do you think that parents fail to consider as their children transition into adolescence? I need to know.
Well, you know, a lot of the parents come, and again, it's the same thing. Can you make my child happy or mm-hmm. not as depressed or obedient? And they fail to forget that these kids are children still. We mm-hmm. look at them, you know, sometimes these kids can be, you know, big, but they're just children, and that transition is much more difficult for them. And they're still growing. They're still learning how to navigate in this world and what's mm-hmm. trying to take some of what their parents have taught them, some of the things that they want to discard and become their own person. And parents sort of want them to fall in line sometimes. And I think that they forget that there's a lot going on with them mm-hmm. and that they need to give them some room. But at the same time, while you're asking them to conform or, you know, do the things that you need them to do, you also need to allow them to feel those things and work through them in their own pace and not be so, you know, Jeff, you know, said rigid about mm-hmm. it has to be this way. And just because that they have maybe a different idea or a different way of looking at it doesn't make it disobedient or wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think parents struggle with the loss of control. And I think they struggle with this baby growing up, and they're like, oh, wait, I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. understand how that's going to work. And our relationship dynamic changes, you mm-hmm. know, when your child is 14 and 15 and has some different ideas than you. Mm-hmm. But you can work through that. And if you don't push them too much, they usually will come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of times the rub comes when parents don't want their kids to, or they're afraid. I don't think that they don't want
just
to. I think
change.
They're just afraid of the change.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where a lot of the
problem just
is.
Speaking for myself.
I understand. Yeah.
So how long have you guys been in Marietta?
Tapestry's been in Marietta since January of 2006, so
okay.
we're about to celebrate our first decade.
Awesome. So how do you guys get the word out about your business? I mean, of course, Business Radio X is one, but how else do you get the word out?
Well, you know, counseling is such a personal thing. Most mm-hmm. of the referrals really come through just networks created by people who worked with us in the past and mm-hmm. refer friends and mm-hmm. connections that we've made. We've tried a variety of different ways of advertising, none with a great deal of effect, except that network component. And people want, again, you're so vulnerable when you go into a counselor's office. You're really letting them see your stuff.
Right.
And we always feel
throwing it all out there.
That's right. And that's the way it works, really. You've got to create that safe place, and people need a safe place just to be able to say whatever and talk through whatever's going on internally. And so, because that's such a risk, people really want a personal connection. And so that's where most of our referrals come.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And their girlfriend says, I'm struggling with my marriage, whatever. And her friend will say, oh, well.
They saved me. Go talk to them.
I went to, and that's where a lot of our referrals come from. Mm-hmm.
And it's nice for you to mention the whole faith premise, because so many people don't realize how important that is, or they just don't recognize it, period. Or many people are just afraid to mention it. So it's right. Great that you guys are incorporating that in your practice.
Right. I feel like a lot of people really like that about our practice, that they really seek that out, actually, because there's some comfort around that, I think.
I definitely agree. So are you going to hang around while we talk to Nancy and Dave?
Sure.
Get a little bit of information about what they're doing?
We'd be glad to.
Before we do that, can you share with our listeners your address again? And any website, email, whatever you'd like to share with them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're located right on the Marietta Square, 127 Church Street, in a building called Marietta Station. Mm-hmm. And we're up on the third floor, Suite 350, and love being on the square, by the way. Our website is www.tapestryassociates.com. Mm-hmm. And love to have you visit it, and there's contact information there and a way to send us email through there as well. Our phone number is 770-425-8275. We have a wonderful administrative assistant, Abby, who would be glad to take any phone calls and help you get connected with the best counselor in the office for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lenise.
You're welcome. So, Nancy and Dave, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
Good. So, if you can tell our listeners, I gave a little intro about what you do, or if you can share with them a little bit more about yourself and expound a little bit more on what I shared with them.
Great. Well, I am Nancy Couch from Graphic Vision Incorporated, which is my company for the last 25 years. I enjoy helping my clients with their marketing and printing needs. However, today we want to represent the Marietta Business Association, which is a heart that I have for our community and our business. And we particularly want to talk about our veterans, which is very dear to my heart. I come from a family of veterans. My dad was in the Navy, two brothers that were in the Army, a nephew that is currently serving in the Army.
Wow.
So love my veterans and my military guys.
Definitely. Sounds like it. And what about you, Dave?
Yes. My name is Dave Young. Mm-hmm. I am a financial advisor with Edward Jones. We help, individuals and small businesses determine what their financial goals are and then help them develop plans to get there, a realistic plan to get there. And I'm excited to be here today to talk about the Marietta Business Association. I am the veterans chair for it. So a lot of the stuff that we're talking about today is a new program that we've gotten started back in March, I think, is when we started that.
Mm-hmm. So if you can tell our listeners a little bit about the program, how it started, what to expect, what's going on with you guys.
Okay, sure. The veterans program, like I said, started up back in around the March timeframe, and I'm 11 years Army veteran. Mm-hmm. I'm still in the Georgia National Guard here in Atlanta, actually. And I transitioned out of the military a couple of years ago and got into the business community. And I've noticed that there are a lot of veteran-owned businesses here in town. In Georgia, actually, is the fifth largest state in the country for military. Wow. So we have so many major posts here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see the opportunities for a lot of these veteran-owned businesses to connect other than a lot of the basic networking things that were out there. Mm-hmm. So creating this veterans group, there's already a common core that we all have. So there's already a common interest, and bringing them together in the networking environment is kind of what we wanted to do to just create new opportunities. But we wanted to be more than simply another networking opportunity. So we wanted it to be more of a community outreach. And that's kind of the path that we're on right now. We have a mixture of both of those, and there's a lot of things that we have going on. Mm-hmm.
So how did the two of you become involved with this group?
Well, this is my third year. I'm on the board of directors with the Marietta Business Association. And having grown up in Cobb County, it was very important to me to give back to our community mm-hmm. and to build relationships with our community and with other businesses.
Awesome. Well, this is a great way to give back.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I understand that there's this new program that you guys are doing. What are you doing exactly? So is it networking events specifically for veterans?
Yes, there's actually a couple of things. Mm-hmm. The networking piece of it is that one piece. And the first and third Tuesday of the month, we meet. And it is all veteran-owned businesses. It's an open networking group. The only prerequisite is you have to be a veteran of any branch. And you come and simply talk about your business mm-hmm. And what you can do. Pretty much the typical networking format. But with that common core, we've already seen strong connections being made, and mm-hmm. and it's been a great opportunity.
Sure, it's like a great referral base as well.
It is. It's creating it very well.
And what's exciting about that is that there was not a networking group specifically for the veterans in our county. So Dave was instrumental in setting that up, and mm-hmm. we're proud at the MBA to be able to host the first one in our county that is specifically for the veterans.
Awesome. Good job, Dave.
Yeah, it kind of let the reins go, and now we have all sorts of stuff going on. So to answer the second part of that question, too, is we have a lot of outreach programs that we're doing right now, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. We have a fundraiser coming up soon. We have Veterans Day Luncheon. We're looking at doing some local focused on, you know, the Kennesaw, Marietta, and Ackworth area job fairs for the veterans. And there's a lot of stuff coming up, mm-hmm. A lot more on our plate than I was anticipating.
You didn't know what you were getting yourself into.
I did not, no.
So can you tell us a little bit about the Skip Wells Foundation?
Yes. On November 7th, we are hosting a Skip Wells Foundation trivia night. Mm-hmm. So if you remember back in July, we actually, in Chattanooga, there were those terrorist shootings, and a number mm-hmm. of Marines were shot there. And Skip Wells is from Marietta, went mm-hmm. to Sprayberry High School, and he was in Marine Reserves and had been in for not very long at all. And just in that short time, you know, he paid the ultimate sacrifice that all the servicemen and women sign up for. Mm-hmm. And this fundraiser is to help people remember what that sacrifice is. And I don't say that lightly, because a lot of the times people tend to forget, you know, the price of freedom, and something happening this close to home, I think, is resonating with a lot of people.
Right.
So we wanted to make sure that we did something to give back to the community. So mm-hmm. on November 7th at Sprayberry High, we are hosting a team trivia where you can come out and for $10 with a minimum of 4, a maximum of 8 per team, you can come out and play trivia. And we have all sorts of prizes and stuff that we're giving away. If you want to come out and not play, just to be a part of the event, mm-hmm. it's still $10 because this is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. That feeds you. And then it gives you the opportunity to participate in silent auctions, raffles that we have going on. And I think all the prizes that we have, I can name them off in an hour. We have a trip.
That few?
Yeah, I know. The community has been great coming out and just giving support. Mm-hmm. I think we have a week stay in Key West, Florida.
Oh, nice.
We have a gun that was for gun enthusiasts out there that was donated to auction off. And we have a couple of hotel stays all throughout the state, up in the mountains and down by the ocean. So there's mm-hmm. I mean, just any number of, and lots of sports memorabilia. Mm-hmm. So for sports fans, we have a lot of that.
And what are the proceeds? What are they going towards?
Yes, the proceeds are going to actually two foundations, the mm-hmm. Skip Wells Foundation, which is directly giving back to Sprayberry High. Mm-hmm. Skip was involved in the JROTC program and the band. And this foundation is putting the money back into those programs to help fund them. So it sends some of the kids that can't go on the band trips or can't go on some of the excursions that the JROTC has. It's going to fund those for those kids. Mm-hmm. And then the second piece of it is actually a foundation called Marines and Mickey. And what they do is they take families that have just gotten back, or Marine that has just gotten back from overseas, and they will send their family to Disney World, all expenses paid. So we're taking that piece of it. And mm-hmm. kind of the flip side of that, too, is they also send parents to boot camp that can't afford the plane tickets or buses or whatever mm-hmm. it is to get there. So it's a great, great, great foundation.
I'm sure his family is super proud.
They are. Oh, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the upcoming trivia night. When is that again?
That is November 7th.
Okay.
At Sprayberry High. It starts at 5 o'clock.
So and, If any of our listeners are interested in becoming a sponsor for that event, how can they reach out to you?
Yes, we are on Facebook. If you go to the Lance Corporal Skip Wells Foundation, it will pop up on Facebook. And you can inquire about being a sponsor for that, or if you want to come out and play the trivia. Mm-hmm. Those are limited. We have 500 seats, and mm-hmm. those are actually going very, very fast. So if you want to come out and play, we're also on Eventbrite under the same name, Lance Corporal Skip Wells Foundation. Mm-hmm. You go and you register your team there. So those are the main ways to get involved.
Sounds like
You can also donate on those as well.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned the Veterans Luncheon.
Yes.
Yes, that is coming up on Monday, November the 9th. Mm-hmm. It will be at the Mansour Center in Marietta. This is our second annual luncheon for the veterans, and we're very excited to have Congressman Barry Loudermilk as our special guest speaker. Mm-hmm. He is a U.S. Air Force retired veteran, so we're excited to have him come and speak. We also will have the Color Guard from Dobbins there for our Color Guard presentation. We will have veteran Hal Medlin, U.S. Army, as our singer for the national anthem. We'll also have Skip Wells' mom, Kathy, there to lead the pledge and also to accept a scholarship foundation check for the foundation. So we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. We have Representative Ed Setzler from Georgia, who is a Army Ranger veteran, who will be doing an introduction. Captain Bill Byrne from our former Cobb commissioner that will be there for a presentation. So it will be a true honor of all our veterans.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And you said that was the 9th?
November 9th, okay. Monday. Yes, November 9th. And we would love to have you come. Again, you can make a reservation at our website at MariettaBusiness.biz. Mm-hmm. There will be an invitation there and also a place where you can just click and register. So register because, again, the seats are filling up, mm-hmm. and we would love to have you there to honor our veterans.
Definitely. So you got all four of you are doing some great things for the community. It's awesome. Definitely. Do you want to mention any of the other upcoming events that you have? Or just Marietta Business Association in general?
Sure. For the veteran side, we have a lot that's in the works. And we have a saying in the Army that a plan is only good until first contact. And a lot of these are still in that ground stage. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of things that change between now and then. But in order to stay up to date with what we're doing, our website for the Marietta Business Association is the best way to keep updated.
Okay, great. Well, thank all of you so much. This was great information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if any of you have something else going on in the future, in the near future, feel free to reach out and come back on and share it with our guests.
Great.
We'd love
great
to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off on another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.